tonight. And we want to give everyone a warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Three boxes at the back for the voting. And I'll say it as a pastor, because some have said, and I'm going to say it, I think half four would be good. Not that I want to influence anybody, but I think it would be good. It's the best of both worlds. You're not too early back, you're not too late. People with families are home early, but vote whatever you feel led to vote. And the Lord bless each one. And the main thing is that we're here gathered with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless you. Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 9 to verse 12. And we want to look again. And I can't really do all these different things justice, because if I go too much over on one side of it, I'm leaving this book here a bit. I want to try and stick as best I can with the book of Daniel. And maybe another time we'll take the book of Revelations as well.
Amen.
All the ones, the books nobody wants to preach from. And I don't know why I'm saying that, because it's difficult. But I'll tell you one thing that keeps you waiting on God.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. Verse 9 then of Daniel chapter 7. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garments was white as snow, and hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Praise God. I beheld till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And as concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and for a time. And we know the season and a time that they were prolonged for is the lake of fire. We're kept specially for it. I think that's great. You know, old W.P. Nicholson said this. He says, when the Lord takes Satan down and he's putting them in the lake of fire, he says, I'll be there driving my boot into them. That's what he said. He says, I'll kick him in. Whatever time he's putting them in, I'm going to kick him in. And don't have any sympathy for the devil, for he's none for you or me. And Rome either. But the word of God says the saints rejoiced when she fell. Let's bow our heads tonight, praise God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you this evening for the opening of thy word.
Yes.
And the entrance of thy word giveth light. We would ask for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and the guidance and the utterance of the Holy Spirit to be in our service tonight. We would pray that thou would bind every work of the devil.
Yes.
And that thou would spoil his goods in Jesus Christ's name over all of our lives and all of our homes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, speak to their hearts again this evening. Grant thy people thy blessing and prosperity. In Jesus Christ's name. Lord, for any that need your touch tonight, any of the wee ones or the older ones, we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll heal them and give them health and strength. In Jesus Christ's name. Father, bless each one that's here tonight. And Father, just help us with your word now. And Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit to help me in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Here we see so many wonderful things. This wee horn had a lot to say. And Rome has a lot to say. Hasn't she? And the Pope has a lot to say. Far too much, in my opinion.
That's right.
Too much to say. And he speaks against the commandments of God, for he is actually against God.
Right.
Antichrist is opposite to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's anti.
Right.
So that means it's against Christ. So if the Lord says right, it'll say left.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it means. And we know that Satan himself, Jesus says, there's no light in him. He's the father of lies. And he is the inspiration behind the Antichrist, just as the Holy Spirit was in the true Christ. Praise God. Now, the introduction here of a judgment scene in the vision of Christ receiving his kingdom is set here. Well, now, this was the purpose of the revealing to Daniel the judgment that shall fall on the Gentile nations. God was showing Daniel all of this back then, what would come in the last days. And in the manner in which Christ shall receive the kingdom, this was information not imparted in Nebuchadnezzar's dream and his vision of the golden headed image. Now, and this here helped Daniel to fill out God's program as to the Gentile nations. In other words, Daniel saw down to the end. And even the book of Daniel says this will not be known till the end. So there's things in this Bible that couldn't be known till the end time. Amen. Now it reminds me of the scripture in the days of the voice, Revelation 10:7. The mysteries of God shall be finished or made known in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the last messenger to the last church age. It's when these mysteries are to be declared, revealed, and made known. Praise God. And Daniel saw this. John as well. And John was told, seal it up for this for the time and the time, which is the end time. And we're definitely living at the end time. Now thus, step by step, Daniel was receiving light as to the things that should come to pass in the latter times, or the time of the end, not the end of time, but the end of that present dispensation. Now, we have to understand, and Brother Brian Freeborn preached a great message here, showing us the season. How many remembers that? Identifying our time and identifying our season. Now, when we can identify our time and our season, we know that we're at the end of the Gentile dispensation. We're right at the end. Now, we're not saying it's over, but it's close to it. We are at the end of that dispensation of time. And at the end of that dispensation of time, things are going to change. Because there's going to be a great tribulation. And the Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. But not to get ahead of myself, I'll follow with this as I've tried to lay it out. As soon as the era of these 10 horns that Daniel saw passed in the vision, the judgment against the little horn, the Antichrist, was set. Now the Antichrist is going to be judged. He has to be judged. And we're going to see tonight, hopefully, I'm going to try and show you that it's more than the EU. Because some people can just take that 10 kingdoms, EU, alright, that's good. But it's more than that, it's the church world. Because the daughter is harlots. And this is the thing that not many's preaching. But I'm going to try and bring it out tonight and show you. And this judgment was set. The little horn which came up among the 10 horns referred to the Antichrist. The Antichrist will rise and oppose God, toppling 3 kingdoms and unifying the remaining 7. And you know who the little horn is? And you know, he was a great swelling fellow with great words. And Italy is a small place, but it's swelled with what's in it, isn't it? Rome. That's where it's from. Don't want you to miss him now. Amen.
Amen.
One small kingdom which came into Europe after 476 AD, Italy, Rome. There she is. Her little horn. The 3 kingdoms which Daniel and Daniel chapter 7 verse 8 saw uprooted were Heruli, Vandals, and Ostrogoths. Now I mightn't be pronouncing them right. Through war and diplomacy, the papacy, which clung to the Nicene Creed, endeavoured to destroy those of the first that were uprooted and destroyed these 3 kingdoms. And you know the little horn took out 3 kingdoms straight away. We saw that this morning and you read it in Daniel. Nicene Council was formed in 325 AD. And they said they would no longer baptise the original way, but they'd baptise in titles. How many knows the history books tell us that? And there was a whole division. And there was people hunted down. And you can search it in history and find it. Hunted down. And killed. And these 3 names I've quoted you were 3 of them. And you go into the history and you can find the dates and everything where they hunted them down and slew them. And killed them. That's Rome for you. Now, Revelation 13, verse 1 to 4. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet was like that of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his authority. And the dragon in the Bible is a devil. So the devil gives him his seat and his power and his authority. And of all crowns, and think for a moment. The man says, put your thinking cap on, but you've read blasphemous names. And William Branham preached a message that many people skipped over it and never heard it. Blasphemous names. And let me remind us all this evening, any name that we say we belong to, other than Jesus Christ, and I don't care how nice it sounds or looks, it's a blasphemous name. Jesus Christ is the name. And the bride is not Miss Baptist or Methodist or Message or Presbyterian. She's Mrs. Jesus Christ. None other. No other name. The blasphemous names. And he preached a whole sermon about blasphemous names. And I tell you, the Bible says one will come in his own name. Him they will receive. But Jesus says, I came in my Father's name and they received me not.
Right.
And how many are receiving names today?
Yes.
But remember, there's only one name that life's in.
Yes.
That's the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's life in no other name.
Right.
His is a name that there's life in, the name of Jesus Christ. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Isn't this just like Daniel's vision? But we're reading in Revelation. And his feet is the feet of a bear, and his mouth is the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power and his seat and his great authority. The devil gave him it. So you think of it, Rome is for she is because of the devil. You'd say that's terrible. No, that's the Bible. And people's looking for the man of sin. I'm not. I know where he is. Now I know the devil will possess him. He's inspired him now, but he'll fully possess him at the end. No question about that, we know that. And that's why it talks about two of them, doesn't it? Because Satan's one of them. How many knows that? It's the word of God. Verse 3, and I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? They wondered after. Now let me read you a quotation from a resume of the ages. Now remember, it was imperial pagan Rome that fell by the sword, but she was healed of her death stroke when she joined to the nominal Christian church of Rome. And incorporated paganism and Christianity together. Now if we pause right there and took that phrase, incorporated pagan Romanism and Christianity together, that's your Easter egg, that's your goose. There's so many things which are paganism. The dates and everything are paganism, all of them. Jesus was not born at Christmas. The Easter egg's paganism. Santa Claus was St. Nicholas that gives gifts out to people. It's all paganism. But the world today does it. They all are happy to do it. And who's really at the head of it? There's a system at the head of it all. And it comes from somewhere. And you don't hardly say a thing against it. Now I know there's what you call extremism. There's people who won't even give a card out. How many knows that? They won't even have a Christmas card. Now, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a Christmas card. If somebody doesn't want to have one, I can understand as well. That's extremism, isn't it? But this here's extremism on the other side now. Let's not forget that. Amen. This may seem to be far-fetched to some, but actually it is very plain. For all to see, because right now the churches are controlling politics and that opportune time will manifest exactly how great that control. This ecumenical move will end up with a Rome at the head, even though the people don't envision it that way. This is because Revelation 17, verse 3 to 6, it states that the whore mystery Babylon is seated on the beast. She is controlling the last or fourth empire. The Roman church is doing that. With the world system under Rome will be controlling, and this image church system will be obedient to Rome because Rome controls the gold of the world. So there's an ecumenical movement that is controlled by Rome. Why do you think the Jesuits infiltrated all the church world systems? Message and all. Did you hear that? And I know for a fact, because God showed me one personally. I saw him in the church as a priest. And I thought I was beside myself. I pinched my face, I tweaked, must have done everything. And I sat there and I said to myself, why would he come in here as a priest? And he walked up to me dressed as a priest. And I don't know, I thought I couldn't believe it. And when that man came out to the platform, he was dressed in a suit. The priest's uniform was off. Now, nobody else saw him as a priest, but I did. Then when he started to preach, and he preached in this hall, sorry the day ever let him preach here. Should have stopped him. But he preached here. And his whole message was to belittle Jesus. Now, you notice the prophet at the end time, his message uplifts Jesus.
Amen.
It makes him God. And that message took him to the floor and made him nobody. That's the devil. And I tell you something, that's well, there's Pentecost and there's Pentecost. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We believe in a real Pentecostal experience. There's a real Pentecost, but there's also what calls itself Pentecost. It might have what it calls tongues and all that, but it's no holiness. It doesn't believe the word of God. It's no fruits of spirits either. You can go into it and dress like a prostitute and do whatever you want, and it calls itself Pentecost, but it is infiltrated for Rome and the ecumenical movement and the Jesuit priest. But that does not do away that you throw Pentecost out because of the false. That just proves there is a real. There's a real Pentecost. And we need the real Pentecostal experience. The real Holy Ghost to go in the rapture. And that's the teaching of Jesus himself.
Glory.
Amen. And I tell you, the world's wondering after the day, and they're all joining together, and they're all uniting together. It's the exact same as our politics over here. Our politics have no backbone to come out straight and say it. They compromise. And churches today are the same. They won't come right out with the truth. They won't come out with the truth on the women's dress. They won't come out with the truth on women preaching and all them things. They compromise on it.
That's right.
Because they're afraid they might rent their pulpits out, their pews out. And the offerings could go down. And you know, a man said to William Branham, you better watch yourself, you're going to ruin your ministry. And he said, anything the word of God will ruin should be ruined. The true word of God remains true.
Amen.
We don't have to play any games for God to do something. God will back the true word of God every time.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Glory.
But they're wondering after the day. Why do they baptize the three titles? Mommy does it.
Yeah.
Mommy does it.
Right.
Why do they teach the things they teach? Mommy does it.
Right.
And they cannot go against mommy. Afraid to do it. It's all foretold in the Bible. And you tell people how you baptize them. Oh, I don't believe that. I believe the words of Jesus. Now they quote you. I believe the words of Jesus. Matthew 28 said, do it in the name of the Father. Stop now. What's the Father's name?
Amen.
The Lord. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. That's the name of the Son. Jesus. Father's a title, Son's a title, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, observe to do all things whatsoever I've told you. And Peter made no mistake, as one Methodist minister tried to tell me. Peter made a mistake. The Methodist minister made the mistake, not Peter.
All right, double
amen.
I believe this word's infallible. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Don't you ever try to change this book.
Amen.
And try to make it suit some creed.
Right.
It won't do it.
Glory.
The creed has to change to the book.
That's right.
We have to change to the book.
That's right.
This Amen. Book can't be changed.
No.
We cannot alter it or take from it. It's the Word of God. Verse 5 of Revelation 13. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things of blasphemy. Now if I was to take here of the statements the popes have made over the years, it's blasphemy. We'll just take this modern boy. I don't even know what's his name. Johnny Red Sox were doing, wasn't it?
Francis.
But you know it's a serious thing, because he told people, don't come to Jesus, come to me. He also told people, never, brother, hear this, brother, don't try to convert nobody. That's words of blasphemy. That's a contradiction to the commission given to the true church.
Amen.
The commission to the true church was go into all the world and preach the gospel. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
That's the church commission.
Amen.
He that winneth souls is wise. If a brother's overtaken in a fault, let him the Spirit to restore him, and such a one save his soul. That's the Bible.
Amen.
But he doesn't speak like the Bible.
No.
He is another father. And he is exposed. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name in the tabernacle. And them that dwell in heaven. Verse 7, it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them, and power was given him over the all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. They're all going to worship him. You say, well, don't think they'll win, or they will. If their name is not in the book, they're going in.
Right.
Oh, but they've great standards. It'll make no difference.
That's right.
I can, you know, preachers that have great standards, but they went in Rome.
That's right.
They kissed the Pope's ring and knelt before him. Now the ring, you know the deity, he wears a special ring. I haven't time to go into all about this ring, but there's a significance to the very ring, you know. Just like there is on the fish's head, the fish hat he wears. On his head is a representative of the fish god. It's pagan religion. And everything about him, all the times there's someone behind him. There's nothing but chance. There's always an interpretation to it. And God exposes him. Now listen to this, the Thyatira church age. The last part of the image, the last world power was in the feet. That was iron and clay, which Nebuchadnezzar strained. See, the iron is the Roman Empire, but now it is no longer solid iron. Clay is mixed in it, yet it is there and running the world affairs in both the democratic nations and more, all the nations. The Roman church is in every nation and it's mixed up in it all. Let me give you a little something on the iron and clay. Remember, when Khrushchev beat his shoe on the desk at the UN, well, there were five Eastern nations there and five Western. Khrushchev spoke for the East and President Ivanhoe for the West. In Russia, Khrushchev is clay and Ivanhoe means iron. The two main leaders of the world, the two big toes of the feet of iron and clay, were side by side. So we're right at the end of the toes. Now, think of this as Daniel's of this vision that he interpreted. That means we're at the end time. There's nothing to follow this for us, only the rapture.
Amen.
People, there's great preach, there's men, you know, let me say this, not to offend nobody, but I heard a pastor, and he said he was preparing a message for God, and he was praying for the spirit of Elijah to come. Well, I'm sorry, he's blind.
Right. Yep.
The spirit of Elijah has come.
That's right.
And he missed it.
Right.
Because if he heard what the spirit of Elijah said, a lot of what he's preaching would change.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Right.
And God sent the spirit of Elijah according to Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith what the first church had. We're to be like the first church.
Right.
Not somebody's idea of what the message is. You can't do that. Come on. Man said to me, you need to believe the message. I said, which version? He says, what do you mean? I says, you know what I mean. Which version? Is it yours? There's a brother over here, over here, over yonder. How many are there? There is a true message from God. But all the versions aren't true. God does not need to interpret a word that he did interpret.
Amen.
And what God said, you know, and if God says leave it alone, leave it alone. Yes. Amen. Yes. And there's things that God said leave alone, but people didn't do that. It's like saying to a wee fella, don't put your hand in the fire, and he goes and does it, he's going to get burned. How many knows that's the truth? But I'm not looking for the spirit of Elijah. See, there's two things here. I want you to see this evening. Let me get you this over here this evening. There's two things that most of the church world don't want to admit to. They don't want to admit that the spirit of Elijah's come. They're looking for it. And the other thing is they don't want to admit that the Pope is literally, physically, the Antichrist. They're looking for him. There's two things for you. Two things is clear when you've eyes half applied.
Amen.
Absolutely abundantly clear. It can be no other than the Pope. He sits in the seven hills. His name's called blasphemous. But God has filled idea and place the Son of God. He takes the place of Jesus Christ on earth. That makes him Antichrist. Now we're right at the end time. Matthew 24 verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. We are coming, we are on the verge of the tribulation. We are on the verge of the time that the Bible calls the catching away or the taking away. People refer to the rapture, that's fine. We can say, caught away. Caught up, taken out.
Amen.
All those are scriptural words, aren't they? And the Lord is going to take his people, but the Lord's not taking everybody. Because somebody says, I belong to this group, doesn't mean you're going.
Amen.
The thing you need to have to go is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The birth, the born again experience. Born of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oil in the vessel. Now remember the true bride of Jesus Christ raptured before the great tribulation is taken by God home to the marriage supper of the Lamb. 1 Thessalonians 4:15. For this I say unto you by the word of the Lord, and everyone knows these scriptures. We which are alive and remain shall not prevent or hinder them which are asleep. For the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up or thrust up into the air to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's what is happening, brothers and sisters. We're at the verge of the rapture.
Amen.
The catching away. It's close at the door and tribulation's close.
Right.
That's why the world's reeling tonight like a drunk man. The world's in birth pains. There's nations risen against nation, wars and rumors of wars, and still the end's not yet. And I told you it is the end, but not the final end, because there's things to happen in between all this. There's different judgments as well. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8. We're going to be raptured. We escape the judgment, which is the tribulation. The bride escapes it. She's taken away from it. But there's people that don't escape it. And it's coming on this earth.
Right.
And it's very near at hand. I tell you, it's a serious thing, you know. Now, it's clear here also. I want to say this, it's clear. The Bible states 3.5 years. Some people believe 7 years. I wouldn't fall out with nobody over 7 or 3.5. What difference would it make?
Yes.
If somebody argued 7, somebody said 3.5, that's fine. But I just want to show you the scripture on it. Now when you look at Revelation 13 verse 5. And you read Revelation 13 verse 5. You notice 42 months. And Revelation 11 verse 3. You read 1260 days. Which is still 42 months. 3.5 years. Both scriptures. Let's read them. Let's read Revelation 11 verse 3 to 15. And I will give power unto the two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,360 days, sackcloth. Now you remember when the tribulation takes place, when the bride of Jesus Christ goes, God is turning back to the Jews. I'm going to read you scripture on it in a moment from Romans. God is going to turn back to his Jewish people. And God is going to save the Jewish people. The dispensation for the grace to the Gentiles finished. Now, grace is not finished. People make a mistake here when they see him changing his office from the lamb to the lamb and all these things. They make the mistake and say, that's a done and dusted. And they put people in there where they haven't reached yet. You understanding what I'm saying? You can't be put in somewhere till you get there. But it's coming. It is coming. And there's a time changing coming. And God is going to turn to these Jews and send these two witnesses. Look at these two witnesses. Verse 4. These are the two olive trees. And a man said, you can't take trees to talk about people. Well, where's his Bible? What's he reading from the beater and the dander? You have to watch some of these snakes that's out there on these YouTubes and stuff. That's going to correct this and correct that. All you need to do is have a look at them. And some of them's like an old priest that's watered down. And no power of speech or language or nothing. And they're sort of half dead. And that's what's putting out to the world to give a great message. What nonsense!
Fully dead.
I tell you, watch that. They're there. I've never seen as many snakes as there is today. But the bride hears his voice. Sheep, hear the voice. Amen. These are the two olive trees and the candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in like manner be killed. Verse 6. These are power to shut heaven. There you are. There's Elijah. Let it rain in the days of the prophecy, and a power over the waters to turn the water to blood. There's Moses. And they smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell in the earth. Verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood up upon their feet, and great fear fell upon all that saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and the earthquake where men were slain of men, 7,000 and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to God, the God of heaven. Verse 14. And the second woe is past, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded. And there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Amen.
At the end of the 3.5 years, we are coming back with him. We're going to be raptured. There's going to be a tribulation. These witnesses are going to come to Israel. The Antichrist is going to be fully manifested at that time. He'd sit in the temple of God, supposing himself to be God. And these men, they'll hate them. They won't be preaching stuff they want to hear, you know. William Branham said, one place, they will preach the same Pentecostal message we heard. Amen. Somebody says, I'll go with a different message. You can't. It's an everlasting gospel. Are you hearing that? When you hear somebody tell them a different story, don't believe it.
That's right.
It's the same one.
Amen.
The original gospel.
Glory.
Praise God. And God's going to see it 144,000 of them. And he's going to do it in one day. He even says 1 hour in one place, doesn't it? Amen. 1 hour, God will be able to do it. That's why it's a different dispensation from our dispensation. We've been brought in over the years, living in the day of grace. We were the wild branch grafted in. But they were the true branch, blinded for a season. Now the result during this great tribulation will be the conversion of these Jews. But let me read you Romans 11. And I'm cutting down the verses. You can read all of chapter 11 at home. Read it. I'm reading verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles will come in. When the fullness comes in, we're going. Tribulation's coming. The two witnesses come, we won't be here. They're for Israel. People are praying for the spirit of Elijah. And they're thinking of these two witnesses. It's not for the Gentiles. It's for Israel. The Holy Spirit of Elijah in us is Elijah to the Gentiles. Which is Malachi 4 verse 5 and 6. To turn the heart of fathers to children. The heart of children to the fathers. That's turning our hearts back to the original apostolic faith. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That's the word of God. And you know the spirit of Elijah comes five times. We have a book. I'm sure everyone's read it. Brother Liam Long wrote it. It's a tremendous book. Five times the spirit of Elijah. But it's too big of a tablet for some to swallow. But it's no problem for the bride. Amen. If you believe your bride or not. If you don't know your bride, nobody can know for you. If you're married, tell them you're in love with them.
Amen.
Fill them with the Spirit, you're good in.
Glory.
You need to believe it.
Amen.
Praise God. Verse 26, and so shall all Israel be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn ungodliness away from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Verse 28, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloveds for the Father's sakes. For the gifts of calling to God are without repentance, and people refer to this scripture as gifts of spirit, it's to Israel. Now it can be other gifts as well, I know that. Scripture's a compound meaning, but it's to Israel. It's to Israel. That God chosen, and even though they've been blinded, and even though they can't see the gospel the way we see it today, what's going to happen, brothers and sisters? They're going to be like the thief on the cross. What do you mean, brother? The thief on the cross, the Bible said the two thieves gnashed upon Jesus with their teeth. But during the time of the crucifixion, the Spirit of God moved in one of them and opened his understanding. And he said, Lord, save me. And he said, this day you'll be with me. And the Jews are going to have the scales lifted. Are you hearing me tonight? Just like me and you when we heard the gospel. I don't know what age you could see him, but when all scales in our eyes. It took the Holy Spirit to move them.
Amen.
And when the Holy Spirit moved them, we saw and we were saved.
Amen.
And God will take the scales of the eyes of Israel. Just like the type in the Bible. The young man said, the 7,000. He says, I'm here for myself. Elijah said, he says, 7,000 of
them. Amen.
And you know the man was with the prophet. He said, open his eyes, Lord, and he saw the chariots and fire.
Glory.
God, the same God that done that, is going to take the scales of Israel's eyes and they'll cry out to the Lord.
Amen.
And they'll be seeing.
That's right.
They're blinded and we can be seeing. We should be rejoicing.
That's right.
Paul tells you that great verse. All this chapter left and you'll see. He tells you you should be praising God.
Amen.
That we which were the wild branch were grafted in. Right. Amen. And some people think they're literally Israel and the Vatican moved over there.
Right.
And get there, praying for the right revelation for two witnesses then. That they're literally Israel. We're not the literal seed of Israel. We're spiritual Israel. The royal seed of Abraham by faith. That's the preaching of the Bible. That's Paul's teaching. And I believe Paul's writings.
Amen.
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 It's the word of God. Now my movement doesn't say it like that. Your movement doesn't concern me. The Bible is our movement.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, but the group that you say you belong to. Hold on a minute. We belong to no group.
Glory.
We're freelance.
Amen.
No group. Don't link us for anything. Only Jesus Christ.
Glory.
We believe his word. We believe he sent a message.
Right.
We believe he vindicated it as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And I tell you, the Lord's coming again.
Right.
And you can see it. The super signs already happened to the Gentiles. The super signs. The same thing that Jesus did, he's repeated. A super sign, for he knew the secrets of the heart. But he openly manifested it.
Amen.
And people are mocking it and doing all sorts of stuff. I'm telling you, brothers, it's a dangerous time.
That's right.
You think it's going to escape the judgment? It can't. This world's going to be judged. Amen? Aren't you glad you're saved tonight?
Amen. Glory.
Praise God. Now this time Daniel saw the judgment seat, the Antichrist, the day is set in place. Who is the Ancient of Days? He can be no other than the Son of Man. Now let me read you this. Let me take a few moments to go into this. John 5 verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but have committed all judgment to the Son. Amen? It's the Son that's going to do the judging. You're going to see tonight from these scriptures where William Branham got the doctrine of the white wig from. It's not the case of a cloud and a picture. It's in the Bible. How many hears me in this service tonight? It's in the scripture. Now, I know there's lots of things out there that people's made stuff out of stuff. We don't agree with that either. We know a lot of it's wrong. But there is a truth as well. And it's in the Word of God. Now, I'm not quoting you, William Branham, or anything. I'm taking these things from the Bible. And from study of the Word of God. And they're in it. Praise God. The end of the description of him is corresponds to the Son of Man. Listen to Revelation 1 verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And a man said, there's no such thing in the Bible of seven church ages. He needs to get glasses on quick. It's absolutely a fact. How many knows that the Bible talks of seven church ages? A candlestick's a church. It's a lightning change. I tell you the nonsense that people's putting out to undermine stuff that's been preached when it's absolutely a scriptural fact. You could only have to do a study in the tabernacle and you'll see them things. You won't need nobody to tell you. It's in the Word of God plain.
That's right.
I tell you, you see, when you've got the voice of God, which is the Word of God in you, that's the voice of God, the Word of God.
Amen.
Read the Word of God.
That's right.
That's why the devil doesn't want you to read the Bible. Rome doesn't want you to read it.
That's right.
And you can see any other system that comes up, and any other system. Now hear me put the spiritual side on here for a moment. Any system that takes any book and tell you it's superior to this book, you know that's wrong.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
This is a superior book here.
Yeah, absolutely.
When they asked William Branham, when you write another Bible, the angel of the Lord came to them and said, they have a trap set for you. You be careful. They will ask you, is this another Bible? And he said, no, it's revealing what's already in this one. Because no one can add, tell it, or take from it. It's in it. Amen. So it's no other Bible, it's in this Bible.
That's right. Amen.
Praise God, it's all in it.
Yes. Amen.
All of it.
Yes.
Praise God. And you know who's all the answers? The Lamb.
Amen.
Praise God. Verse 13. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle, and his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like on the fine brass, as they burned in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters. I tell you, that's some script description, isn't it? The picture of the Son of Man in Revelation chapter 1 is that of Christ as judge. Listen to me now. And you see the hair as white as wool when the judge puts on the wig. He's an authority, isn't that right? That's where it comes from. In the natural side of it. But God is saying it in his word. He's the white hair as wool because he's a judge. Jesus is not just a little gentle lamb and the Savior on the cross, but how many knows he's a righteous judge as well?
Amen.
And how many knows that God's going to judge this world by the man he's appointed, Christ Jesus? He's judging the world.
Right.
And I tell you, there's a judge coming. They're not going to put them on a cross. They'll not be dictating them this time. He won't be submitting himself to them this time and doing nothing. But God is going to give his son Jesus the kingdom. That's the word of God. Let's see that tonight. Praise God. You enjoy the word of God.
Amen.
At this time, Christ will have completed his high priestly office and assumed the office of judge. Now that does not mean that all the rest thrown out and done away with, and people take these scriptures and these statements and they put us in the millennium and they don't have a clue what they're talking about and they mess the whole Bible up.
Right.
We heard one night mercy endures forever. How many heard that? And that's the truth. But God's still a judge. And he's going to judge this world. And during the tribulation is partly a judgment. And there's other judgments to follow. There's many judgments. I hadn't time of it. I took them all. I don't know how long we'd have been lasting on them. And I didn't want to be too long on them. But there's judgments. Praise God. And then, now this is before his entering upon the kingly duties. When the millennial reign is set up. Now these things happen for the millennial reign. But people have misinterpreted the word of God. And took these scriptures. And they place them on Jesus before it when it doesn't fit. And you know the blasphemous thing about it, when a man picks someone and he goes across the world and he tells people the blood of Jesus now is no more use to you. We've got the word now, we don't need the blood. Well, the Bible says the Spirit answers to the blood. And William Branham sang the bleeding word. Because in the beginning was the word was with God, Jesus Christ, the word, and he bled in Calvary. And we are saved because of the blood of Christ. Amen. That's the thing that cleanses us. If you do away with that blood, you have no gospel.
Amen.
And you think of this here. I can't fully explain it. I've heard people talk about it in all sorts, but listen to me. There's a group that come out of great tribulation. We know that they seal their testimony with their own blood. We know that's true in part, but that's only part. Because the same Bible says, who are these that came out of great tribulation, robed in white, washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? So you can have a truth and run it too far. And it can cause people to stumble over it. There's mercy with the Lord, but he's a judge as well. Amen. Now, don't forget one thing. God can change in any form at any time he wants. Because he's God. And he can do all these things. And he's still God and he's still the Lamb. Now this, listen to this. This is seen in that he is girded around, listen to this. He is girded around the waist like a priest. But wears a sash over his shoulder and his breast like a judge and his hair white as wool. So the sash is over his shoulder, no longer around the waist. Listen. Corresponds to the white wing worn by the judges. And you've read it in Revelations. This is showing you who this is. Now let me go on a bit further this. Son of man receiving the kingdom. Daniel 7 verse 13, 14. Back to Daniel. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man come with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion, glory, and a kingdom. So the Father gives him the kingdom. Amen. That all people, nations, languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now listen to this. Many read this portion and it is apparent, they say it's an apparent contradiction. People that read this. But it's not. Not 1 minute. Listen to this carefully. In the titles. We learned in the preceding vision that the Son of Man was the Ancient of Days. How many agrees with that? It's the same one. You say, oh, but Jesus was 33 years of age. Is that right? Earthly. But he was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. All things were made by him and for him. And he is the beginning of the creation of God. He's before all things. He's the beginning. He's the last. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. He's all that. There's no contradiction here. And there's still the Father and the Son. That's absolutely clear as well. There's not just oneness. That's wrong as well. Now listen to this. The Ancient of Days, here's where we're told that the Father is. How can we reconcile these two statements? There's but one way, and that is the title is used interchangeable. Now, Jesus said, I came in what? My Father's name. He also said in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Praise God. I hope I'm not lost you with this. Jesus said in John 10, verse 30, and my Father are one. Now, if you want to make out two physical persons and people talk about the persons of Godhead, well, it won't work. It won't work with the Bible. You can't make it work. Because God's not a person. He's superior. He's a spirit. Now, God came in the person of Christ. Jesus was a person. But God was in that person. Amen? Praise God. Look what Paul says as well, 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh.
Glory.
God.
Amen.
God was manifested in the flesh.
Right.
Justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory.
Yes.
Look also what John says in 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. Or John says, he maybe wrote that, John's in a moment. Paul says, sorry. And without Canterbury, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in the glory. Thus we see that without trying to explain the mystery of the Godhead, God and the Son of Man are one and the same. And remember that Brother Branham said he comes in three sons' names. And the Bible says that. What about the sevenfold personage of Christ? What about the seven spirits of God? God's far beyond a wee Trinity. With three wee men, persons, and all that stuff. God's far beyond that. Don't work that with God. God's bigger than that. That suits theology, but not the Bible. It only runs so far. Titles can be used interchangeably. We know from the scriptures that Christ is to receive the kingdom from the Father. Hence the vision, the Ancient of Days, must represent God the Father. When Pilate asked Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" he evaded the question by saying, "My kingdom is not of this world."
Right.
This is, it would be given to him by God the Father, and thereby would be from heaven, not of the world.
Yeah.
And you know that all things is going to be put under his feet. John, chapter 18, verse 33 to 37. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said unto him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus unto him saith, "Thou this of thyself, or did someone tell it to thee of me?" Pilate answered, "I am a Jew. Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered unto the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." You can read also Luke 19 verse 11 and 12, but I'll miss it for the sake of time. From this we see Jesus, the certain nobleman. Let me go back and read this in Luke 19 verse 11 and 12. "And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for him a kingdom and a return." Now listen to this. From this we see Jesus, a certain nobleman, who is going into a far country, heaven, to receive the kingdom. You know what? After Jesus was crucified and raised, they went to touch him. He said, "Don't do it." I'm not yet glorified. How many knows the Bible says that?
Right.
How many knows he said, "I must ascend to my God and your God"? How many knows the word of God said all things will be put under his feet, and the last thing's death?
Right.
He's coming again.
Amen.
And I'll tell you something, he's not going to be a man that they're going to do what they want with and put him on a cross. He's coming as a righteous judge with a wicked judge. The Ancient of Days. Heaven to receive the kingdom. When he has received it, he will return. That he has not as yet received it is evident by the facts that he has not yet returned. The time for receiving the kingdom, as shown by the vision, is still future and was given to John. But a lot of people have already returned. And they take pictures and things and they say, "There you are, he's returned." Brothers, I'm not going for it. Are you hearing me here tonight?
Amen.
When Jesus Christ comes the second time,
yeah,
we're meeting him in the air.
Amen.
Great.
And we're going to have a body change.
Amen.
Now, the supernatural things can happen. There's appearance. We all believe that.
Great.
But that is not the second coming of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's why people were preaching the ring of the millennium and the Lord came at a certain date and all this. None of it's the Bible. We're waiting on the return of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the Lord is coming again. And the bride of Jesus Christ will meet Jesus in the air.
All right.
And we're going to have our bodies changed and transformed.
Yeah.
And the graves are going to open.
Glory.
The dead in Christ will rise
yes,
up.
The Lord.
And we're going to go to be with the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's going to be some time, I'm telling you.
Glory.
And I'll tell you, someone in Rome is going to be judged.
Right.
And the little horn can blow and crow all at once. And make great words against God, and it's going to do it. And you've heard nothing yet but what it's going to say.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
No.
They're going to come out for more.
Yes.
You say, more? Yes. And if you study what they've already said, it's unbelievable.
That's right.
And every word's been infiltrated by the system of Rome. And I tell you, it's everywhere. Revelation 11, verse 15. And when the seven angels sounded, there was a great voice from heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. And of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. I tell you, Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
He's coming again.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's coming for them Jewish people. I don't claim I understand all these things. I do not. I just give you a few thoughts. And I hope it stirs you up to read the Word of God, to seek God,
Amen.
To be zealous to your neighbor, to try and win them to the Lord,
Amen.
To live a life that's worthy of the gospel,
Amen.
To try and reach the lost and dying for the Lord. Now let me say this, if you're to level out doctrines, there's people that's false doctrines, but they're not bad people that genuinely can be saved, and maybe they're following someone that's wrong, I believe that. There's eagles everywhere, how many knows that?
That's right.
Amen. You know, there was eagles in a whole lot of barnyards.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's the truth, you know. Some of us were in barnyards.
Right.
We were in different places. Thinking where Martin Luther came from.
That's right.
That's why I like him so much. Now, I know there's a lot against him, but I ignore all that. It's too much for him. It outweighs what's against him.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
I tell you, a monk of the Augustine order, and God the Holy Spirit, look. The Holy Spirit of God moved on that man, opened his eyes up.
Amen.
And he saw justification. God saved him in that.
Glory.
Yes. Amen.
Glory. I tell you, there's things that's going about that's worse than somebody believing the Trinity.
Yes.
Right.
There's doctrines that's 20 times worse. Are you hearing me this evening? If you have a friend that believes the Trinity, don't fall out with them. There's truth in it. There is three. There's three offices of one God. You don't need to fall out. Put somebody over that they believe in Trinity. But I tell you, what about people that say we're in the millennium?
That's right.
And say that this judge is here now. That's false teaching.
Amen.
Would that be worse than the Trinity? Or that she can't work? It has to be all according to the Word of God.
Amen.
And I tell you, we need to be a people that, you know, has a heart for others.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And even as one man said when I studied, and one man said about Rome, he says God's not against the Catholic people.
That's right. Amen.
God is against the system.
Amen.
And as the same, if I mention the church or anything like that, God's not against the people.
Amen.
It's the system.
Yes. That's right.
The Lord wants to save all people.
That's right.
That believe in him.
Glory.
It's a system.
Amen.
And if that what's behind that system is the Antichrist for it.
That's right.
And God sent the true Holy Spirit to call us out. Let's stand on our feet tonight.
Yeah, right.
My, the Lord's coming.
Amen.
The Lord is coming again.
Glory.
We're privileged.
Amen.
Let me say this. If somebody doesn't see some of the things we're saying, or don't condemn them. You know, you only can go with what God shows you.
That's right. Amen.
You could have a man or a woman might not agree with it, see it, but they're still saved.
Amen.
Don't ever forget that. And there's good people everywhere. And God's his eagles everywhere.
Amen.
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 But we're privileged.
Yeah.
Privileged. And we know these things. And we can't be smart about it, flippant about it. And say, well, we're the bride, nobody else is. That's not the spirit of the bride.
Amen.
We are, by God's grace,
Amen.
We'll say we're the bride.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We want to be the bride. We want to be filled with the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And you know God's his bride through seven church ages.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's close our eyes tonight, and every head's bowed, every eye closed. If you would want prayer tonight, just lift your hand up to the Lord. God bless you, God bless you. God bless you. And I hope I've said something to help somebody in it. If you don't understand Amen. Something I've said, don't worry about it. Just pray and ask the Lord that it'll help every one of us. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight for your precious word of truth.
Amen.
Lord, your word is a lamp on our feet and a light unto our path.
Great.
We thank you for the word of God, and it's yea and amen.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Father, I pray you bless your word to all of our hearts tonight. Ask especially for the hands that's raised. Lord, you know the need of that man or that woman or that boy or that girl. Father, I pray you'll meet that need in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we will ask for all that's near and dear to us tonight. Lord, we see we're at the end of these toes. We know that nations are reeling like a drunk man. That there's wars in the earth and thunderings and earthquakes. And we see that Rome's rosen up. And all of them's wandering after the beast. Lord, we would ask you to save our children.
Amen.
We'd ask you to cover them with the blood. We'd ask that the eyes salve of the Holy Spirit would be applied to each of our eyes. Lord, if I've said anything amiss or out of place, Lord, forgive me. Help me to preach the truth, Lord. To present the gospel, the unchangeable message of Jesus Christ to the lost and dying generation. Help us to be faithful at this time. Help us to be the men and women you want every one of us to be, Lord.
Yes.
Father, just help us to spread the gospel message.
Yes,
to win others, Lord. To reach the lost on the road, Lord. Father, that we might be like a good Samaritan. Lord, that we would reach a man and reach a woman.
Amen.
Handfuls left on purpose.
Amen.
Help us to get them, Lord. Help us to reach them and bring them into the garner for the near coming of the Lord. Lord, we know you're coming again. You've flashed across the heavens. You've sent investigating angels. Lord, you've done all your word said you're going to do. And you're coming again. Lord, we see, Lord, this day and this hour. Lord, as the days of Sodom, as the days of Lot, so shall it be. And we see it even now tonight, Lord. You're so close to be at the door.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord, we pray. Just lead us and guide us. Meet our every need. Help us to make the right decisions.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord, to cast down reasoning.
Amen.
Your own thinking.
Amen.
And to let the word of God be your guide in our homes and our lives. And Lord, we just acknowledge you tonight in all of our ways. And pray that you will direct our paths. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless each one as our brother Gary comes. And don't forget next week's normal times. 11 in the morning, 3:30, till we get the vote counted. And the Lord bless each one.
Amen. We sing that hymn, be not dismayed, with earth and
Amen.
God.